is Dr. Sachdeva, SACHDEVA, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California. I'm dictating a consultation note on patient Gabriella Domain, D-O-A, Gabriella, G-A-B-R-I-E-L-A, last name Domain, D-O-A-N, Domain, date of birth 5-12-2004. This letter is being written to Dr. Chung Wo, first name is Chung, C-H-U-N-G, last name is Wu, V-U-Wu, Chung Wu, address 2593 South King Road, Suite 15, San Jose, California, 95122. Telephone number 408-274-0226. Fax number 408-274-4786. Dear Dr. Chung Wu, C-H-U-N-G, last name is Wu, V-U Wu. Thank you for asking me to see this 20-year-old female in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Gabriella came to see us in December of 2023 with history of recurrent hives for about 4 years, period. Most of these hives are around eyes and face and sometimes on her thighs, period. There is mild pruritus and that would result in poor sleep, period. I was able to review a cell phone picture and there were some hives in September 2023. And then there was an evidence, and then she showed me some pictures with minor angioedema of upper lip and left eye, period. There is no history of any vomiting, diarrhea, fever, bruising, pain, shortness of breath, or throat tightness, or anything else to suggest anaphylaxis, period. She works with an optometrist and also goes to college, and her life is quite stressful, period. Some RAS testing was done by her local doctor, and the results are as follows. IgE 7, which is normal, and there was mild positive reaction to dust mites and some foods, but clinically not relevant, period. She has been given prednisone and Claritin and Clotrimetan, and that resulted in significant improvement, period. However, these hives are still coming off and on, and she wants to make sure there are no significant allergies playing in causation of these hives, period. Overall, most of these hives do not last for very long, and they are generally, there is moderate relief with the Benadryl and some other antihistamine, period. We recommended Allegra 160 milligram once daily, and there was complete improvement. But subsequently she stopped it, and she is feeling quite well, period. I stress to her that sometimes these hives would come and go, and she should certainly be taking one Allegra tablet daily for a few months, period. I also recommended that a dose could be increased to up to 2 or even 4 tablets daily if needed, period. She did demonstrate moderate dermatographism, and certainly stress and dermatographism are playing significant role in causation of these hives, period. Other lab work, including including TSH, basic metabolic panel, and C1 esterase levels are all quite normal, period. RAS testing was done by her primary care doctor, and it demonstrated moderately positive test to dust mites, but no other significant positive reactions, period. skin testing in our office was pretty unremarkable. So I recommend, I stress to her that allergies are really not playing any significant role in causation of these hives, and sometimes these hives will go on, and certainly the mainstay of treatment would be using some antihistamines. And overall, she's quite satisfied with using Allegra as and when needed, period. I told her to give me a call anytime with any allergy related questions, period. Overall, I believe she should do quite well, period. My final diagnosis, number one, dermatographism, number two, mild to moderate hives, intermittent in nature, number three, significant stress possibly contributing to occurrence of these hives, period. My treatment plan, Allegra, 1 to 4 tablets daily if needed, and I believe that should be sufficient to take care of her problem, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Gabriella Doyne.